Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to Joe Rodder, who's the Mildura Field Days coordinator. Joe, how are you this morning?
Oh, really getting excited now, David.
It is getting close, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is getting real close. What are we talking, the 20th and 21st of May, isn't it?
Yes, yep, so about 6 or 7 weeks out we are now.
Now,
it's really starting to come together.
Before we talk about the field days, I've got to mention this, and I like to just drop things on people where I possibly can. Good to see you at Pune Kerry for the Sara Stora concert last Sunday.
Yeah, no, it was actually a really great great night out there, country hospitality, and Sara was fabulous. She had the kids up on the stage, and she was so engaging. She was with her brother Greg and her niece Pippa, and you can tell when people are from the one family, they have just such great harmonies. It was a really lovely evening.
I've got to be honest, Joe, I snuck in and I was there for a little while. I was there when that insect was trying to go down her throat and Pippa had to step in and do a song for her.
Yeah, so well, you know, that happens in the bush.
And that's true. And there, what, 100 odd people there?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So it was it was a great event. It would have been nice to have seen, perhaps a few more people there, but everybody who was there had a great time and really appreciated the music and the talent on the stage and the ambience of what was a lovely evening.
It was a lovely evening, but that's the whole thing with these farming communities like. And look, honestly, at the end of the day, Sunraysia, we're just big farming community. When we've got some event on, we dive in, we get together, we have fun. And that's what the Mildura Field Days is all about, is getting the whole lot of the community involved in nowadays, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So the Field Days is about farmers, families and fun. So here at the Field Days, we understand that that farming future relies on our children. So we have a special focus to ensure that we're a family-friendly event with something for everyone, and that to expose children to agriculture, you know, they are our farming future. So there's so much to do at the Field Day, way more than just tractors.
Yeah, well, you've got a heap of new exhibitors this year. You're just saying about the kids. You've got a science show for the kids, is that right?
Yeah, we have. We've booked a hands-on science show, which has a nitrogen experience for the kids as well, and we've put an invite out for the local schools to bring children from prep to year 12 as an excursion. And we've actually had a really good uptake on that this year. So
excellent.
We're expecting to have loads of kids at the event on Friday, which is fabulous. And hopefully they come back on Saturday with their mums and dads, and after telling them how wonderful the event is.
Now, of course, also for the kids, you've got Black Snake Productions. There's another one down there as well, isn't there, this year?
Yeah, there is. So we've got Black Snake Productions. They're a perennial Field Day favourite. This year they're doing the Snake Safety Show, so that that always is very well received. And we've also got EnviroEd, who are coming as part of the Mallee CMA site at the Field Day, which is also fabulous because there's a couple of opportunities for people to be exposed to Australian native animals, and both of those presenters are excellent and have a great range of maybe a bit different Australian native animals than you normally see and have exposure to. We've also got of course free face painting, the jumping castles.
Love
there's loads and loads of things, and that's without a huge range of exhibitors.
Now, you've just said about the face painting. Of course, that's for the littler ones. Well, not so the little ones, but of course, the littler ones. Oh, that's where Lindsay Stora really gets involved with Get Your Groove On, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So we've got Lindsay Stora with Get Your Groove On. And if you haven't seen a Lindsay show, she does a great show for the littler people, which is they love. But she's also a very talented singer in her own right, and has released a number of children's songs. So,
and children's books too, Joe.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, very talented lady. We're so fortunate to have her in our region. So she'll be performing on the Mudra Entertainment stage, along with a range of other performers, including a couple of old musical legends in Old Dogs New Tricks.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk about someone else there when you said musical legends. Sonny Tekka.
They're a perennial favourite at the Field Day as well. They have great music, and they'll be located adjacent to the food court where they normally are, which puts a whole new vibe over lunchtime entertainment.
Now, of course, we are talking about the attractions and the rest of it, but your exhibitor list must be growing as well, surely.
Yes, it is. Yep. So last year we had probably the highest number of exhibitors that we've had at an event, certainly in my time and perhaps forever. So the Field Day site was bustling, which was absolutely amazing. And we've had a number of new exhibitors already this year that people have never seen before. So that's going to be amazing as well. So a variety of different vendors and good services, products, from IT right up to, the largest machinery manufacturers to things for the kids and things for the mums and dads.
The mums and dads, very, very important to make sure that dad's included too. Now, hang on, I've got that right way around. It doesn't matter nowadays. That's the whole thing. There's something for everyone at the Field Days nowadays. Look, two questions, I guess, in one. One, where can we get more information if we want to go along? And two, where can we get more information if we want to be involved in the Field Days?
We have a website, Dave, which has got all of the bones of the event. But if you want to know who's coming to the Field Day, keep up with our follow us on Facebook. So we're promoting the exhibitors at the event daily now in the lead up to the event. So that's a great a resource that people want to know, but there's contact either via the Facebook or the website. And the other thing that we haven't yet talked about yet, Dave, is we are very excited this year to have Jetpack Entertainment major attraction. So it's a 15-meter pool with performers doing aerial stunts out of that pool with a jetpack.
You weren't really talking about jetpacks. I thought this was just a kids' show.
No. This is for everyone, and it looks absolutely amazing, so stunning. Although I did hear that you want to stand back a little bit because you might get wet.
Yeah, that does make sense. Well, look, I might give you a little bit of homework. I think we might talk about that because we'll undoubtedly talk again a little bit closer to the Field Days, but I definitely want to know more about the Jetpack show, definitely.
Yeah, it looks really amazing. So I was excited when it came across, and I thought, yep, we've got to have that one.
Well, I'm going to find out all about that next time I talk to you, I think, Joe.
Fabulous. Thanks very much, Dave.
No, thank you very, very much for your time again. Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st of May.
So you're there. Let's have a field day.
That's the go. MulduraFieldDays.com.au. Or, of course, you can get in contact with them and keep up via their Facebook page. Joe Rotter, Muldura Field Days Coordinator.